What's up, everybody? Welcome to a Greg Wade back in the car. It's me, Greg, driving to work today. And I'll tell you what, I'm like 20 minutes out from the office and my tum-tum hurts. I don't think I'm going to shit my pants, but Jesus Christ, man. This is a new experience. It's not a new experience having a hurt tum-tum, right? But what's new experience for me, of course, is driving to work and being like, oh shit, what if I have to poop? Where am I going to pull over if I got to poop? And, like, don't get me wrong, we live in San Francisco. Like, I just passed 2 gas stations. Here comes a 3rd one. But, like, I don't want to poop at the gas station, so I'm gonna push it, you know? Like, I'm gonna go make it to the office, probably, hopefully. But then again, like, right even now, like, here's the thing. Right now, it doesn't even feel like, oh, I'm gonna shit my pants. It feels more like, ow, like, I'm like, ah, you know, I got bubbly, like, oh, it's, I gotta, ooh, what, like, you know what I mean? Like, right now, my tummy's figuring out what's going on. Like, it's not in a good spot. It knows something is amiss. This could be, like, how they're describing... You know what? That's an off-color joke. I won't make it. I'm not gonna do that. But we're you know, maybe... right now, we're running system checks. I've turned up the heat in here. Because I do have a chill. That's another problem. I took off my sweatshirt because it was too hot. On the walk back from the coffee shop with Jen and Ben. Cole's there, too. And, now I'm like, oh no, now I'm too cold. So I got the heat up here. I'm gonna turn it up even more. 75. Let's try 77. We gotta balance this body out. My body is flipping the fuck out right now. It is wigging out. Its spider sense is going off. The way I figure, the point of no return on this one is there's a McDonald's up here in the mall. So if I need to, that if it like we're giving my body till then to figure the fuck out what's happening. I just rather I'm gonna call this Greg Way. Is Greg gonna shit his pants? Oh my god, what a fun time on Patreon. You know what I mean? What a great time. Thanks as always for all your support. I love the fact that we just get to do the most ridiculous stuff and then the most cool stuff, and then you know we go on a show and have this amazing discussion about video games and the business, and then I can immediately follow it up by talking to the cameras. Barrett slow zooms on me as I make fun of something. Sorry, no Greg Way yesterday. I'm sure you all are well aware. No, maybe not. I always take for granted that everybody watches everything. Yesterday I was on 5 shows by my count. I'm including the KFGD post show as a show, which is cheating, but it's an hour and a half sometime again. Or, you know, couple. So I was on Games Daily post show. Pre-recorded a PS I Love You for Monday. That's going live first thing Monday morning. I encourage you to go watch it. This is another, hey, let's do something weird episode of PS I Love You. And I should say PS I Love You. Kind of funny. Let's do something out of the norm. I would count, you know, this week's American-born Chinese interview thing, right, as something out of the norm. Something we do because we love Gene, we love the show, we love the idea, we want to be able to have those conversations, but we know isn't going to do crazy numbers, right? PS I Love You on Monday is meeting an embargo for a preview, for a virtual preview. What is cool about it is that when this developer approached and said, hey, we're doing, you know, I guess technically their PR company did, hey, we're doing this virtual preview, we'd love for you guys to cover it, here's the embargo, I said, that is cool, would you be down to do the virtual preview for us? And they said, yes, that's exactly what we mean. And I said, no. I said, rather than us go to Discord, get in a room, you know, with Khalif and Paris and IGN and GameSpot and every other journalist under the sun, and then just watch the same presentation, would you be down to have the developer come to PS I Love You and give us PS I Love You and the audience the demo? Janet describes it as a take your audience to work day. We're taking you on an actual preview event, like taking you to a virtual preview where we get the same presentation everybody else does and talks to, and they were like, oh yeah, let's check. And they checked and the developer's like, yeah. So we're doing that on Monday, which I think is super cool. I haven't seen done a lot. So you get to come sit in on a demo with us, which is pretty neat. Anyways, I did that. Then we did Remember Blank. Then I did another PS I Love You. So if you're keeping count of those 5 shows that I'm talking about, because I'm counting the post show for KFGD, wasn't a lot of downtime in there. So it wasn't a real good time for Greg Away to get recorded. But I hoped, because Oxenfree was like 20 minutes long, you cut me some slack. Not that I need to. Patreon, you are the best about cutting us slack. You know, I think it's outrageous that we launched the whole god dang thing, right? And I'm talking about the first Patreon in 2014. And, you know, I've talked, and then 2015 we got an independent, and I would apologize to you guys, and you tell me, don't worry about it, we love you, this isn't the IGN comments, and here we are 8 years later, right, and you're still the same way. I'm like, no, we get it. You're killing yourselves. That's amazing. Don't burn yourselves out, yada, yada, yada. I can't tell you what that means because, you know, the internet is not a kind place. So the fact that y'all support us and get it and give us the benefit of that really means a lot to me. Update on you. We are not to the McDonald's yet. We're passing another gas station. I am fine now. My body has the heat worked. We've canceled everything out. I'm fine. Because I pooped this morning, like when I got up. So like I shouldn't be, unless I was like, you know, food sick. But I don't think, breakfast sandwich ain't going to do me like that. You ain't going to do that. All right, tune me out, your breakfast sandwich. Nah, we're fine. So now we're just chilling. Everybody, I'm still going to call it, is Greg going to shit himself or whatever? Is Greg going to poop his pants? Greg way. July 14th. Can you believe? It's July 14th. Can you fucking believe that? This month's gone. I was sitting there yesterday. Number one crane operator Greg Miller is coming to town tomorrow, and he's going to be here for a week. And I was like, all right, cool. Dad's here. You know, then it's Comic-Con. Then it's Jen's sister's coming to visit with her boyfriend. Then it's go to Detroit for SummerSlam. Then it's August, so I'm hopeful we get Starfield early-ish. Then, and I was like, also, you get Baldur's Gate 3 if I play it on Steam Deck. Then it's September, so Starfield's really here. We're going to do a quick vacation to Canada. I use vacation lightly, but we're going to Canada. And then we're back, and then it's October, and then it's Ben's birthday. It's 2 years. Then it's Spider-Man. Then it's Halloween. Then it's Thanksgiving. Then it's, you know, like, holy shit, like, this year is gone, man. This year is gone. Which is, of course, good in a lot of ways. Like, I prefer to be busy, but, like, the way everything just rips by. And I would love your... I always give you guys feedback, of course, on Greg Way, and I want your feedback, I should say. Where I'm like, you know, come in the comments and leave a question for future Greg Ways, of course. But on this one, does time rip for you? Does it just go? Because, like, I feel like I am... My life is extremely busy. Based on the job, the career, the baby, Jen, everything, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. But that's for everybody, right? Like, I guess I remember coming home, and I share this change with everybody, kids. But even when you were a kid, and, you know, time's relative, I know, but when I was a kid and I'd come home, like, it felt like my parents had a lot of downtime. And when granted, that was when I was older and was cognizant enough to play on my own and go play a video game or whatever. And then, sorry for the amount of time. Then, I remember when I worked at the newspaper in Columbia right after college, right? Like, that was just such a different life of... Granted, this is before... I know I sound ridiculous, crazy, but whatever. Before smartphones and everything else. So it was like, you know, my job was 9 to 5 or whatever. And at 5 o'clock, the entire newspaper and newsroom went home, with the exception of people if they had the night shift or whatever. But we would go home, and like I would, you know, I was 10, 15 minutes away in Columbia traffic. I would get home, I'd barbecue... I'd play a game, I'd watch a movie with my ex or whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was so much, I felt like I had so much time at night, whereas, and this is a bigger, I mean, now I'm talking about, like, also being, even if you remove Ben from the equation, right, like, pre-Ben, I still felt like you came home and, like, time ripped on by or whatever, and that's getting too granular with it, like, again, like, I feel because there's always another big event, whether it be Comic-Con, SummerSlam, this review, you know, this show I'm excited to do. No matter what, even when I'm excited to go in and stream with the founders today, I'm excited for next week to go to Comic-Con. So it's like, I remember as a kid, you know, you built up to a birthday or a Christmas, and like that was the big thing, right? Like that was the big deal, so I felt like there was more time to that. Whereas now, everything just rips on by, and I'm interested to see what it'll be like for Ben as a kid, you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna be so busy, I can already tell this kid's gonna be an athlete, he's gonna wanna go play soccer and t-ball and everything else, and like, so when you're doing that kind of stuff, I know that fills up your schedule and keeps you going. And I don't know, do you feel like time goes faster the we get older? But like, I really do feel like I've talked about it in the show, I think, before, or yeah, this show, where, you know, I'm in the car now going to work, very cognizant of that, and then I will blink and I'll be in the car going back from work, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like yesterday was a great example of all those shows and all the prep work I did for it, but like, I loved it all, don't get me wrong. But it was that thing of like, oh, it's gonna be a really, you know, energy, it's gonna be an exhausting day. And it was, but it wasn't like at any point I had a chance to think about how tired I was getting. It wasn't until I'd have a break and get up where I'd feel it in my legs, or when I came home and was just already a dead battery. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. don't know what I'm really saying there. The good news is we passed the McDonald's. I'm not going to poop my pants. That's how it's going to end. We're okay, ladies and gentlemen. We made it. This has been another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Thank you for your support, your love, your appreciation. And until next time, no. Oh, hold on. I got to honk at the protesters here. Always showing my support. Always showing my support to the local painters union striking over here. Anyways, until next time, it's been my pleasure to support you and honk at people and not poop my pants.